Boker Tov, we're on Mizmor Kuf Kaf Vav. Okay, so it's an interesting. This is like honestly one of the most beautiful Mizmorim you're ever going to read, and I know we say that about a lot of Mizmorim, but it's absolutely beautiful. It's a Mizmor about the feeling that the Gole, that the Nigle, the one who has gone to Galut, has when he imagines coming back to Israel and coming back to the land and ending the Galut. It's like a very hopeful and beautiful and happy Mizmor that this Mizmor has been enlisted in a lot of modern Zionist culture. Like there's a book called Like Dreamers. It talks about the story of the Six-Day War, right? And it's like Dreamers means Hayinu Kecholemim, about the Shivat Zion, about coming back to Zion. And it's about the Six-Day War when we came back to Zion, right? So there's a lot of, it's a very, very powerful Mizmor. It's an extremely profound Mizmor. But I just want to tell you, there was a gentleman, a rabbi actually, a Rav Itai Tik. He came to our Kanisa yesterday, and I was speaking to him after Tefillah, and first of all, he was telling me he's actually the brother-in-law of Akiva Turgeman. I don't know if you know Akiva Turgeman is an incredible singer in Israel. There's a lot of like very, very beautiful music that's like very uplifting and holy. And he was saying that he has an organization in which they basically help all the farmers in Israel. And right now, especially, they started it before this whole incident, but now it's becoming like very necessary, in which they're finding laborers for all of the farmers in Israel. So they go around to all the birthright and all the communities around the world, and they enlist help to come work on farms in Israel. And he said that besides for the fact that there's a very, very, very intense need for physical laborers in Israel right now to work on farms, he said, and besides for the fact that you're bringing people to help cultivate the land, and that's like a holy thing of Yeshuva Aretz in and of itself, he said there's something specifically about farming. He said those two things, you could also have these people build buildings, like it's not. But he said there's something specific about farming that adds another layer of Kiddusha. He said because farming is the practice, is the job that requires the most emunah. Because definitionally, you could do everything right in the field, and everything could go wrong in reality. The rain won't fall, and all of your seeds just die in the ground, right? So you need a lot of emunah in farming. And it's, the farmer, he said, has a very natural emunah, where they're so dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person who gets into the farming mentality develops this natural relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said we allow people around the world to tap into that level of emunah, which I found was so fascinating. Imagine the glory of that experience of being able to be Zorea in the land of Israel and to develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu over growing produce in the land and doing Yeshuva Aretz, the whole thing is absolutely amazing. Okay, we go to the first verse of Mizmor Kuf Kaf Vav. Shir HaMa'alot, a song of ascents. Beshuv Adonai et Shivat Zion, Hayinu Kecholamim. When God brought back the return to Zion, when He returned when He brings about the return of Zion, we were like dreamers. Hayinu Kecholamim. It was like a miracle.
Amazing Radak here.
What does he say?
He says something awesome. He says, Hayinu Kecholamim, Hachalom Ya'uf Yichye Be'enenu, Sarat HaGalut. Merov HaSimcha Shetihye Lanu, Meshuvenu La'atzenu.
Yeah. He has a very happy understanding of this. It's not like, I mean, he says the galut will feel like it was a dream that just went away because we're going to be so overjoyed, we're going to forget about the galut.
Mm-hmm. So just like how a person has a dream and they can't remember, it's so vague.
Yeah, it's so, the galut is so vague in their mind because of the simcha of being in Eretz Yisrael.
Did that even happen? Did all those 2,000 years of galut, did that even happen?
Right.
Because we're so engulfed in the simcha of Mashiach.
Right. Another interpretation is that it's as if it's our dream coming true. You know, Hayinu Kecholamim is like, this is like our dream come true. What we dreamed about, that we thought was never possible, is actually now coming about. Okay? Pasuk Bet. Az yimale secho pinu ulshonenu rinna. In that time, in Shivat Zion, yimale secho pinu, the laughter of our mouth will be full. Yimale sechok pinu. Our mouth will be filled with sechok. Ushonenu yimale rinna. And I just added a word. And our lips, our tongue, sorry, will be filled with song. Az yomru vagoyim, and then also among the goyim, they're going to say, Higdil Adonai la'asotim ele. God has done great things with these people. Mm-hmm. Now, what does it mean? Yimale sechok. So there is a midrash. It says, Asur la'adam lemale sechok piv. Me'az shenichrab bet hamikdash. Asur la'adam lemale sechok piv.
Over here, it says, Asur la'adam lemale sechok piv. Ba'alam hazeh.
In the times of Mashiach. Whenever the Mashiach comes, then so if it's not times of Mashiach, you're not allowed to be Yimale Sechok Piv. That's after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash.
Yeah.
Right? You're not allowed to be Yimale Sechok Piv. And you know what that means? You know what's the best analogy to Yimale Sechok Piv? So people that are very much attached to Israel, like a lot of religious people are. Every time, let's say they make an accomplishment in Chutz La'aretz, there's a little bit of like,
yeah, but,
meaning you buy a house. What is the chut to be able to buy a house, especially in Great Neck? You buy a new house and you're living, and you're doing your mezuzah, and you're so overjoyed. But there's a part of you that says, like, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I know it's not complete because I know my real home is Eretz Yisrael, right? You know, so the joy is not complete. You're always thinking, I know, but if I was an Israelite, I could really be Mimale Sechok Piv. So then when Mashiach comes and we are settled in Eretz Israel, we're going to really feel joy. Also, like, person gets married. Like, I'll tell you, whenever I hear, I get very happy when I hear of engagements and kids being born, because you always want to see Am Yisrael growing, and it's very exciting to see Am Yisrael grow, right? But whenever you see a family of 10 in Eretz Yisrael that are settling, you know, some far-flung place in Dimona or something, mm-hmm. that's like Yimales, wow, that's like Am Yisrael b'Yishuvan. They're sitting in there, they're building Am Yisrael. When it's in Chutzra, I was like, okay, I hope we all converge as a nation and become one at some point. So the tzichok, the joy, is not complete until we are in Eretz Yisrael. And then when Mashiach comes, we're going to be fully joyous. Pasuk Gimel. Higdil Adonai la'atot imano hayunus mechim. The goyim say that God has done great things with these people. And then we say, yes, indeed, God has done great things with us, and we are joyful. And I think that's what they're going to say in the future when this happens, right? Mm-hmm. So then comes the tefillah, Shuva Adonai et shivitenu. Lord Hashem, please bring back our return. Ka'afikim ba'negev.
Shivitenu can't be like captivity?
Yeah, it could. Shivitenu could be our captivity. Bring back our captivity, or bring back our return, whatever it is. Ka'afikim ba'negev, like streams in the Negev. Now, why is that? What's the idea behind bringing back your captivity like streams in the Negev? Because the Negev is a dry place. Mm-hmm. So streams in the Negev is a miraculous thing.
You'd never think
that there could be life there. But bring us back and bring life back to your people in a way that's beyond natural, right? Like the riverbeds in the Negev. Hazoraim bedim'a berinna yiktzoru. Those who plant with tears, they will reap with joy. Haloch yelech uvacho noseh meshe chazara. The guy who's carrying the sack of seeds, he's going and he's crying as he's putting the seeds into the ground. Bo yavo verinna noseh alumotav. But then he returns, the person bearing the sheaves at the end of the harvest season is going to come with song and with joy. So, what's the idea there? The idea is, bring us back like water to the dry place, and bring back beracha to the extent that the farmers are going to be planting and in a season where there is very little hope. And then you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can bring back the beracha to cause them to have so much wheat that they'll be coming back joyously singing. You know, that's it's a symbol of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael or Shivat Zion. It's a symbol of Shivat Zion, how literally Vayasa Midbarak Eden Ve'arvatach Gigan Adonai, as said in Yeshaya, that the desert would become like Eden, and the Arava would become like the Gan, the garden of Hashem, right? So too, Eretz Yisrael, when we come back, bring it back, like bring the Negev back, and bring back make it so that the person who could be planting in the middle of the Negev, he's crying as he's planting, knowing that all of his work is going to be, is going to have no purpose. Bring it so that when he starts cutting his sheaves, he's going to be doing it with joy. And the same thing, that the person who's carrying the seeds, he's putting them in the ground, he's crying as he's putting them in the seed. Let him come back with carrying bundles out of his joy. And that's obviously that's also symbolic, that we're going to get a lot more in Eretz Yisrael when you bring us back than we expect that we're going to get. But it turns out that this Mizmor is very prophetic. Mm-hmm. Because that's actually like what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. You see mamash see it. And then that's what this rabbi was saying, that you also see a lot of the emunah in the idea of farming, because there's so much that's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, to the extent that the farmer could be crying as he's putting the seeds in the ground, and then he could be thanking Hashem greatly when he amazingly has a good yield that year. Yeah, what's the...
There's a nice idea that if a person cries with Israel, they'll also be celebrating with Israel. If he's with the Jewish people in the low points, he's also going to be with them in the high points. So the same thing as Zor'im b'dim'ah b'rinah yitzoru. That if you're Zor'im b'rinah, if you're still sticking with it in hard times,
You're going to also participate in the good times.
Yeah.
So if you participate in Am Yisrael's suffering, you'll also participate in their joy. Where is that?
Well, that was just some other idea right here.
This
is another pasuk in Yeshaya.
Yeshaya Perek Dalet.
It means that even if you think that Mashiach is like a stump that kind of got cut off and it could never grow again, there'll still be a tzema. You'd never think the tree could grow ever again.
Wow.
You think it's done, but somehow Hashem is going to put a sprout in the middle of the trunk and it's going to grow it again.
Wow.
So it's the same thing. But kaf yikim v'anet v'anegev. You'd never think it could happen. But maybe it can happen.
Wow. Amazing. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen v'amen.